this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio, and I am on today's Meet the Candidates interview. I'll be talking for this interview with Elijah Verhagen, who is running for the State Senate R position. And we're glad to have you joining us today, Elijah. And I'll jump in with our first question just to kind of set things up. Can you give us just a little background as to where you live and what experience you bring to this position?
Thanks, Doug. I really appreciate it. So my name is Elijah Verhagen. I am born and raised in the interior, mainly Nenana, and a few years in Fairbanks, and I currently live in Nenana. I enjoy living outside of the Fairbanks North Star borough and avoiding their borough taxes. And it's a little cheaper out there in Nenana, and you have a lot more space. My closest neighbor is about a mile away. So, I grown up in Alaska, love it here, have no desire to move, married another Alaskan, my wife and I have a son who's 3.5, and we are, we're just, you know, a very happy, Alaskan loving family. We go on trips outside, and, those are fun in the winter, but you know, Alaska's home, and we always, you know, whenever we come back, we're like, oh good. You know, that was way too many people in that state. You know, we're happy we're back where we're at. So, as far as experience, I do construction as my career, and I got a degree in political science and construction management, and I use them both. When construction slows down in the interior, I've been able to go work in Juneau on and off since 2011 as a staffer, and I've worked a total of 7 legislative sessions down there carrying legislation. I know the process. I know a lot of the people down there. And I've also worked in the Republican Party a lot statewide. I've been our local district Republican chair recently. And I've always been politically involved. My parents taught me from a young age to love my state and love my nation and be patriotic and fight for it. And so that's what I'm doing. I jumped in this Senate race because I'm not thrilled with the way that our current senator has been voting on a lot of things, and so I believe that it's time for some change there and a more conservative Republican change.
Well, you hinted at some of it, perhaps, but let me ask you the next question. Why are you running for the position of state senate?
So, yes, I wanted to give people a choice. I think a choice is always crucial in life with important things like this, and this senator has been largely unopposed since he got in there years ago because he's well funded by the unions. And yet because of that, no real challengers, he's had very little accountability, and therefore he, you know, kind of votes the way that they donate money and want him to vote and not really listening to the people. And I know as the district Republican chair of our new district after redistricting, so many people were reaching out and saying, hey, can you or someone else run against this guy? He voted for vaccine mandates. Luckily, that didn't pass statewide. He voted, shot down an amendment that would have banned critical race theory to be taught in our schools. We had several school board members that were very alarmed when they found out about that. And then he's totally against the full PFD. And so I'm ready to be heard myself. And I was not planning on running at all. I'm busy. I have several businesses I run, but I know I wanted a choice. And when it didn't look like anyone else was jumping in, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this and give him a run for his money and give people a choice. So I do love our state. I want us to be able to actually have the people get their money. It's the PFD is the people's money. They've been having it backwards for years. They spent their 50% on government, and then they are spending more and more of the people's money and then giving them what's left. And it should be the other way around. You give the people their statutory PFD, and then you fill in the gaps. I want to be listened to. My opponent has not really come out to those areas, especially Glen Allen, you know, Gakona, Copper Valley, that area, Tok, even Nenana. Nenana is an hour away from Fairbanks, and yet he's been invited out 3 years in a row and won't even come out to Nenana to meet with the mayor and see projects. So that's a level of apathy I'm not okay with, and so I decided to jump in and give the people a conservative choice.
As you look ahead in the coming years, what do you see as the most important issues facing Alaska?
So good question. We have an energy crisis right now. We have inflation nationwide, and it's really hitting Alaska hard. I mean, just since March, I know I have a lot less extra spending money than I did. And so that's hitting us hard. Inflation, energy is being shut down in Alaska, largely federal, but also some statewide decisions. And so that's something that representing in this state Senate district, representing places like Galena, Fort Yukon, Arctic Village, a lot of the bush, us on the road system still, you know, prices are high, but it was over $9 a gallon for fuel in Galena. And so this winter, that is going to be really tough. And so that's another reason I'm just surprised that my opponent does not want to give the people their PFD. It's kind of crucial, especially going into winter. Many of us use that for heating fuel and other energy, you know, electric bills and whatnot. And so that's something that I think is very statewide, is hitting all of us. You know, when they shut down from the federal government too, a lot of the or try to shut down more resource development in Alaska. That's a lot of people's jobs and our economy. It feels that. And so that's something that I think is really important. Another, you know, major issue right now facing our district is fish. Salmon is a very precious resource that they continually are closing down in the rivers and fishing limits up here in the interior because of bycatch and over trawling and other things down in the coast. And so why should our people be told you can't fish instead of working things out down there? Not only that, but rebuilding our salmon populations. I think that's really important. I carried a bill years ago as a staffer in Juneau that would have done just that. It would have used incubation technology for salmon eggs to get more natural salmon in our interior streams. Fish and Game has been using this method for 45 years. It works. Let's rebuild our streams, not just shut them down and say, you can't fish for yourselves, you can't feed your dog teams and whatnot. So that's another thing that I've been really hearing, especially going to the villages, that there's that huge need. And that's another immediate challenge that people are dealing with right now.
What are your goals for this district if you're elected, and how would you accomplish those goals?
Awesome. So my goals for this district, I would love to actually listen to the people and get out amongst them. And again, that has not really been happening for years with our current senator. So I want to hear your concerns. I'll be representing everyone, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. I want to hear your concerns, what's, you know, affecting you, and then see what I can do. I can't promise everything. I won't promise everything, but I will promise that I will listen and I'll be available and reachable. And so that's, you know, someone who's listening to their constituents and then voting accordingly. That's really what I want to be doing. And also I want to fight for life. You know, we have Roe versus Wade finally got overturned and set back in states as it should have been all along. And so that's going to be a big conversation and this coming legislature. And I stand for life. I'm very pro-life. I'm very pro-Second Amendment. I envision an Alaska where we don't have so many of the abortions that we've been having statewide, Planned Parenthood clinics, et cetera. I would love to see those go away, honestly. And so I understand life of the mother in other instances, you know, for sure. But overall, I'm very pro-life, and that's something that I'm very passionate about, and I'm going to be working. I have connections down in Juneau with people that I've worked with as a staffer down there, and I'm going to be using communication skills and other ways to work together and find common ground and help these issues come to fruition.
Anything you'd like to say in closing to our listeners?
I would love it if you would go to my website, verhagenforsenate.com. All run together, verhagenforsenate.com. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, Elijah Verhagen public figure page. You can follow me there. Also, Twitter at Elijah Verhagen. I got a lot of signs popping up around the district. If you want a sign, reach out to me. And yes, I'd love to hear your concerns. And I do know that I can beat a very well-funded union politician. But also you can donate at my verhagenforsenate.com website. And I really appreciate this interview, Doug.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.